This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Dental problems have been found to be among the top 10 reasons for hospital emergency visits, and they can lead to heart disease, overall poor health, and abscesses that, if left untreated, could cause blindness and even death. A group called Community Organized Dental Clinic, working in association with Volunteer Nanaimo, is about to open a dental clinic for people in the city of Nanaimo who aren't able to afford dental care. The group initially received a grant from the City of Nanaimo's Social Planning Advisory Committee, and it then worked with volunteer tradespeople to prepare a space for the clinic at 489 Wallace Street. The clinic was 2.5 years in the planning and making, and now it has 4 volunteer dentists. The initiative is still seeking additional dentists as well as other volunteers to schedule appointments and help with bookkeeping.
We're joined in the studio by Leanne Salter, the chairperson of the Community Organized Dental Clinic. Welcome to People First Radio, Leanne.
Well, thanks for having me.
Where did this idea originate from, Leanne?
Basically, I had been working in Victoria, actually, and people had been utilizing the Kool-Aid Clinic down there. And when I transferred up to Nanaimo, I realized people were leaving this area and still trying to utilize the Kool-Aid Clinic, which was the only community clinic on Vancouver Island at the time. And, of course, that was putting a lot of pressure on that clinic, and people were sometimes getting down there and not being treated because there was so much need. So that was really where it started. People were coming into the office where I work looking for dental care, and of course, there wasn't anything in Nanaimo or even Upper Island to assist them.
This scarcity of dental care for people with no income or low income, is that something that's typical across the country?
It is, and especially in BC, of course, because we do have lower unemployment rates and so on. Also, dentists are business people, and they have a fee guide. And so the way they deliver services and the way they charge is according to their fee guide so that they can keep their business running. And so when folks don't have the money to pay for the dental care, it has to be pro bono, which is difficult when you're a business person.
So where did the idea then come from for the Community Organized Dental Clinic? How did that particular group come together, and what were your first steps?
My first step was doing the research. So I contacted Kool-Aid, and I also contacted the Downtown Eastside Clinic, Clinic in Kamloops, other clinics that are throughout BC to get information. And then was fortunate enough to meet Bruce Wallace, who is a social worker and also works out of the Kool-Aid Clinic. And he's done a lot of white papers on community dental care. And so he actually sent me a lot of his work, which I also used as research. So that was where it started. And Bruce has been phenomenal with regards to helping us get this going.
Now, the City of Nanaimo provided some funding for your work along the way. And you also appealed for volunteer tradespeople and other individuals to come forward. What was that experience like, and what was the response to that?
Well, once we put the committee together, and that committee, of course, we were looking at utilizing people within the community. So it was a community clinic, and people who had particular skills. John Horn, for instance, has been incredible with regard to, really he's generaled the entire project. He's done incredible work, and of course he's involved with the City of Nanaimo, so he was helpful with regard to getting permits and so on. We did go for a SPAC, 2 SPAC grants, in fact, and we did receive grants from the City of Nanaimo, that's the Social Planning Committee. And we have also received donations from local community dentists, and even dentists from the mainland have helped us a lot. Dr. Simicella has donated, Dr. Walsh, Francis Walsh, so many dentists. I actually don't dare start trying to mention them all because there's been so much donated from the local dentists.
What were some of the challenges that the group faced along the way?
Challenges, I would say probably really is the challenge has been time for us, dollars as well, and volunteers. We do need more dentists to volunteer in the clinic. We have, at the moment, we have three dentists and possibly a denturist, but we're going to need more because we need to keep that going, and we don't want to the few that we have to get too exhausted. So we'll be needing far more volunteer dentists. Yeah.
Now, you've mentioned the Kool-Aid Clinic in Victoria a couple of times. The service model used there, is that similar to what you were going to be doing here then?
No, well, similar, yes, but not the same. The Cooley Clinic started off the way we're starting off, and they've sort of moved along and are able to actually deliver dental services. They're open 5 days a week and so on, whereas we will only be open possibly 1-2 days a week to start, and our services will be delivering services for people who are on income assistance, for instance. So we'll be able to utilize that insurance policy, and if some people don't have the dollars, if they're working but not making enough dollars, then we'll be means testing them.
This is People First Radio, only on CHLY 101.7 FM and streaming at chly.ca.
Oral health is important to one's appearance and sense of well-being, but good dental health is also important to one's overall health. Cavities and gum disease may contribute to serious conditions such as diabetes and respiratory diseases. Untreated cavities can lead to serious infections. Studies are also currently examining whether there is a link between poor oral health and heart disease, and between poor oral health and women delivering preterm low birth rate babies. Dental problems have been found to be among the top 10 reasons for hospital emergency visits. We're speaking with Leanne Salter, chairperson of the Community Organized Dental Clinic, which will offer dental services to people in Nanaimo with low incomes.
Leanne, tell us more about the importance of dental health and the need for low-cost dental health services.
Well, the importance of dental health clearly is that, and oddly, for whatever reason, our health system doesn't recognize the connection between the mouth and the rest of the body. So there's a disconnect there. And because of that, that particular service does get rather set aside. And our emergency, as you alluded to earlier, our emergency rooms do have lots of people who go in there with dental pain. And, of course, it takes away from people who are coming in with other emergencies, and it really needn't be that way. Dental care can be, dental pain can be seen too so quickly that it's a huge issue that really needs to be connected together and recognized as part of the body and part of the body system.
In your preparation for the opening of the clinic and in the various, I imagine, funding applications that you put together, what did you learn along the way about the needs of individuals and families in Nanaimo?
We've learned really there was more need than we even realized. We're all getting phone calls, and we're all getting we've got Dr. Jim Guild, for instance, who sits on our committee, has done so much work, and we're so fortunate to have him. But his own clinic the phone's been ringing off the hook because people need help. It's phenomenal.
Now, the clinic is opening on Monday, April the 11th.
We were hoping for that, but unfortunately at this point it won't be. We've had to put that off a bit.
What are your plans for the opening day when it emerges, when it happens?
We have had an open house, and we had that a few weeks back. For opening day, we're going to keep it rather low key because we want to get it up and running first. Dr. Guild will be working there, and we just want to make sure that everything flows smoothly first, and then after that we'll have an opening. Yeah.
Now, for people who are interested in the services that are going to be offered at the low cost dental clinic, what is the key information that they need to be aware of in terms of approaching the clinic, contacting the clinic, or presenting themselves to the clinic volunteers and staff?
basically, it's going to be emergency need. So it's going to be emergency services that won't be crown and bridge. It'll be, you know, extractions or fillings or that sort of maybe a pulpot, open and drain if it's a root canal. So it will be emergency emergency treatment, and we will be putting people's names on a list. So it's going to be first come, first served, but at this point we do have a list that we've started.
What are you calling the clinic? Is there an official name for it?
We call it the Community Organized Dental Clinic, and the acronym is CODE, C-O-D-E.
Okay. Now, going forward, what are some of the continuing needs that are on your short list in terms of things that are required right away and things that you're looking at down the road? I know you mentioned earlier there were certain, I suppose you might say, I say staffing needs, but volunteering needs. Just recap those for us once again.
Volunteering needs for sure, dentists, but anyone who's interested in volunteering will certainly be utilized in the clinic. We can use all sorts of, you don't actually have to be a dental personnel to be able to volunteer there. And we also need some actual specific things such as forceps, emergency drug kits, a root canal motor, et cetera, that, you know, hopefully could be either come through donation dollars or from dentists who maybe are no longer using these tools.
Leanne, we have just a couple of moments left in our conversation today. Is there anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, I would. I'd like to add that because the community has come together so well, I'd really like to thank, well, there's so many people, but Paul Mann has for sure, who's actually allowed us to use his facility and to renovate it for this clinic, as well as Quality Foods, who helped with, of course, with food, Jammers Electric, Archie Johnson, there's so many, and the people who, of course, are on our committee. That's Anita Valley, Bruce Wallace, Doug Kreba, Ivana Citaro, Jim Gill, John Horn, Marjorie Driscoll, Rosemary Holly, Marie Boston, Mandy Hare, Francis Walsh, and Chris Bolt. All very, very hard workers.
Thanks very much for taking the time to come down to the studio and join us today. It was much appreciated.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Leanne Salter is chairperson of the Community Organized Dental Clinic. The clinic opens its doors in the next few weeks at 489 Wallace Street in downtown Nanaimo. Clinic organizers are still seeking volunteer dentists and others to help with the clinic's operations. You can find out more by visiting Volunteer Nanaimo online at volunteernanaimo.ca.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.